This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Moran. We are live on our website, YouTube, Twitter, and more. You can find us at therealside.com, where you can watch the show live and join the chat room and chat with other people who are watching and commenting on the topics we are discussing. You know, as a continuation of what we were discussing, you know, we're going to talk more about elections around the country. I wanted to bring on Jeff Reynolds, who is author of Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. Because that's what we just saw in lots of places around the country last night. Not at the federal level, but around the country, taking over the states and pushing really bad things in the states. And he knows firsthand because he's done tons of research on it for his book. Jeff, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate coming on again. I always have fun with you.
You know, we had talked about you coming on, you know, previous because I knew I was hosting tonight. But I had a feeling it was going to be bad this election as far as things getting pushed because, you know, people like Soros had already said, oh, we got to take over at the state level. I'm going to spend, you know, all kinds of money to push things at the state level. And, well, I felt it firsthand in New Hampshire, and I know other people did in other places around the country. What are your thoughts on what happened last night?
Yeah, we got wiped out. I'm in Portland, Oregon, and we got wiped out in Oregon. It was horrible. We had a moderate Republican who was courting independent and Democrat votes, and he lost the gubernatorial election by 7 points or 6 points or something like that, and so it wasn't even close. And more importantly, we had several ballot measures on the ballot that would have stopped public funding for abortion. It would have ended Oregon's first in the nation sanctuary state laws. There's another one to constitutionally ban taxes on groceries. There was another one to require a 3/5 majority in the legislature to raise any taxes or fees, which has been a loophole that they've been exploiting over the last several years. Those were all designed to drum up a conservative turnout at the polls, and they all lost miserably by like 20 percentage points. And it shocked me that, yeah, it was bad. It was, I mean, I didn't have a good feeling going in, and it was even worse than I thought it was going to be. But you see that, especially that ban on grocery taxes, that's a direct affront to the people like Michael Bloomberg who are going around trying to pass soda taxes across the nation. Right. Bloomberg put in a ton of money in this and got that defeated. And there was a gun measure in Washington state just to the north of me that would put restrictions on. It was a measure to give a yearly background check to every registered gun owner in the state. which, you know, sounds reasonable, but it's actually a really intrusive, horrible idea, right? And so that got to, that actually passed, which
I was going to say the one in Washington, I saw that today. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
it really is.
Horrifying.
Yeah, I've talked to gun retailers, and I've seen posts on Facebook today that they have really, they're going to have to ask really hard questions about whether they can actually exist anymore once this law takes effect on July 1st. And this is all of this is being pushed by Every Town for Gun Safety and Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer.
Yep.
The carbon tax, actually, the carbon tax that was on the ballot in Washington State failed, which is really surprising. I thought that was going to pass. But unfortunately here in Oregon, with all of that out-of-state money, Kate Brown, the incumbent Democrat, who's a further left than just about any governor in the nation, she won re-election against the moderate Republican, and she got so much out-of-state money. It was crazy. It was tens of millions of dollars in out-of-state money.
Yep.
So it was a lot of money for a small state like ours.
Well, you know, same thing happened in New Hampshire, and we're way smaller than you even. It amazes me that the left is, they're always the ones saying, dark money, oh my God. Yet they love getting it and spending it as long as they win. Even if they lose, they don't care as long as they get that money, that out-of-state money. But they're the first ones to complain about it if someone else is using it.
Well, let's talk about Beto O'Rourke, too, right?
Oh, my God. What was that $70 million?
Raised $70 million. I can't take credit for this observation, but I will blatantly steal it and repeat it, that we don't know yet how much of that money he actually spent. And the suspicion is that he kept a lot of it in his bank account for the next time he runs, which might be in 2020. And think about this chilling fact. That guy now has street cred among Democrats that he can be very competitive in a red enclave like Texas. So let that thought keep you up at night.
Oh, my God. F-bomb Beto. I can't.
I know. We're trying to stay FCC compliant here, but...
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so we have to take a break real quick, but we will be right back with Jeff Reynolds to talk more about the ridiculous money that was spent in the election last night to buy Democrats into office and their initiatives. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. Commissioner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister.
Welcome back to the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find this on Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out our website at realside.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined by Jeff Reynolds, author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy, which will be coming out early in 2019. I wish we had it before then so people could see what's going on. But we're talking about money in politics and what happened last night, because it's a perfect example of what he wrote about. Jeff, welcome to the show, and thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you again.
So, for unfortunate reasons, but yes.
Yeah, you know, it could have been a lot worse last night, but there were several examples of money in politics, and we talked a lot about that in the first segment. You know, Washington State with the gun bill, here in Oregon with all those ballot measures. But I think if you dig just past the surface in all of the state legislatures in particular, you're going to see a lot of out-of-state money that came into all of those state races. And that's really, I mean, that you got to ask yourself the fundamental question. Who does Michael Bloomberg think he is that he knows more than the voters of Washington or New Hampshire or Oklahoma or Florida, you know?
Right. Like, why is he backing a candidate in New Hampshire? Like, why does he care? Why does he care what my local state rep is going to vote on that affects only me? It doesn't affect him whatsoever. Why does he care? That's the disturbing thing. And, you know, I just pulled up an article that I posted earlier. It was 25 remote tycoons, according to Public Integrity, Center for Public Integrity. They spent $1.12 billion for state ballot initiatives. $1.12 billion between only 25 people. That's disgusting.
Well, and so that money goes a long way too. I mean, you look at your state of New Hampshire or my state of Oregon. You know, we've got 4 million people. What's the population of New Hampshire? A million?
1.3 million. So we're cheap.
Yeah, exactly. So you drop $500,000 in mailers and TV ads into a market like that. That's going to have a significant effect, and that's pocket change to these guys. You know, that's 1/112th of that $1.2 billion, right?
Right. No, and Henry Nicholas, who pushes Marcy's Law, which is a horrifying bill, which we beat when they tried to pass it in the legislature, and they spent like $1 million or $2 million. He spent multiple millions across the country pushing that on ballot initiatives. In Georgia, he spent $8 million. And it passed everywhere because they push propaganda. It's easier to sort of win those things in New Hampshire because we're so small. But when you're across a big state like that, how do you fight against these millionaires and billionaires who are pushing this propaganda? You can't beat it because, of course, we don't have conservatives or liberty loving people on our side to help with this kind of money.
Right, and that's another point that we need to make is that the consultant class on the right is robbing all of these donors because they don't invest a single penny into grassroots armies, and they don't understand the value of the grassroots, and they can't see the effect. You know, these a lot of the billionaires that donate on both sides want to see something, see a product as a result of their investment. And so the easiest way to do that is with TV ads and radio ads. But that's also the biggest commission that a consultant can earn, and it doesn't have to have any actual effect on the race, and it often doesn't. So this is the way these consultants make gobs of money and buy second and third homes and don't actually have an effect. And they act as gatekeepers for other people to go to the donor and say, hey, you know, we've got this idea how we can really flip things around. And I've had these interactions with donors, and they say, well, you know, I've got this guy in Salem you should talk to, and then we can set an appointment. And that's when you know the conversation is completely over, you know?
Yep. No, and it's the same thing. Basically, it's the evil Koch brothers are the only ones who actually do train grassroots activists to help at their local level. But, you know, they've been crucified and demonized by the left, and the left has way more billionaires and millionaires doing it, only they're doing it in an underhanded way.
Yeah, I forget the actual statistics. I'll have to look this up. But Tom Steyer in the 2016 cycle was the number one donor to political candidates, just candidates. And it was somewhere like $112 million or something like that. It was ridiculous. The second wow. most was Sheldon Adelson on the right, the guy that was eventually behind Donald Trump. And he spent $80 million or something like that. George Soros was only 12th on that list with like $20 million to, directly to candidates. Now, he put in a whole, he put in billions and billions into foundations, which is actually a scarier thing, but it's harder to explain that whole thing. But the, you know, the point is that people like Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, Herb Sackler, all these people are in my book, and they're all putting in this insane amount of money into, you know, local races where it's going to have more of a bang for the buck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. You know, I was looking at this document again, and I just for the heck of it, Henry Nicholas spent $30 million, over $30 million, to pass Marcy's Law in Florida.
$30
million to push propaganda to pass something that actually hurts the citizens of Florida. He doesn't live there. He lives in California.
Right. Yeah.
This is, yeah.
No, it's infuriating that these people think that their opinion is more important than the voters of some state halfway across the nation.
It's not even an opinion. They're pushing really bad legislation or changes onto people that, number one, never affects them. Number two, actually hurts the people, and they don't live there. It's just, it's mind-boggling. We'll be back after the break, and we'll talk some more about this with Jeff Reynolds. He knows what he's talking about because he wrote the book Behind the Curtain. We'll talk about this some more because I'm sure some people across the state are wondering what the hell heck happened as well. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God Said, Man Said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God Said, Man Said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Jeff Sessions was forced out as Attorney General as President Trump has asked for his resignation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his concerns about how this may affect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
Protecting Mueller and his investigation is paramount. It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation.
With the Democrats retaining the House, Nancy Pelosi is poised to return to her old job as House Speaker.
I heard the President say, I deserve to be the Speaker. I don't think anybody deserves anything. It's not about what you have done. It's what you can do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! Yeah, let's go!
Welcome back to The Real Side of Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check us out at TheRealSide.com, where you can watch the show live and comment and join the chat room. I am here with author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy, with Jeff Reynolds. Thank you, Jeff, for joining me. And we were talking in the last segment, you know, we've been talking about money left and right. Is all of this legal that you know of?
Well, you know, that's actually an interesting question. A lot of it is legal, but it also points that some of the IRS regulations, and, you know, believe me, I'm no fan of the IRS, and I don't think they should be in our lives, but there are ways that people have found loopholes around the regulations. And so I'm conflicted on this because, you know, I don't want to see any more regulations, and frankly, I think the IRS ought to be abolished. But if we've got rules on the books and we've got laws that are supposed to be followed, then they need to be enforced. And
right.
I'll give you, the example I like to give is of David Brock and American 21st Century Bridge Pack and Media Matters for America and ShareBlue and Crew and all of his different packs that he has. You know, all of those folks live on the same, in the same office, in the same office building in Washington, D.C. They all share an office. And so they've reported that those PACs are paying rent to the other PAC or the super PAC that he has, but that super PAC hasn't reported that rent as income to the IRS, which is a clear violation of IRS regulations. So that kind of stuff needs to be prosecuted aggressively. But it's also bigger than that. It's something that there aren't any laws against because it's a giant money laundering operation.
Right.
You know? So you see this where they pass money back and forth, and you have these. This was created by the the Tides Foundation in the 70s. Drummond Pike, who was a child of the 60s, created this nonprofit donating system where you have donor-directed funds that are donated by a wealthy donor, and they can direct them to be sent from one PAC to another depending on which issue they want to fight. And that's pretty unseemly as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it sounds like what they're doing is, like you said, laundering the money. And we see that all the time, because if you ever look at the Form 990s, which has to show where money came from and where money went out, it shows it going all over the place. Like a PAC gets money from one PAC or fund gets money from somewhere else, and then they take that and they send it to somewhere else and somewhere else. It just goes, it's like this lineage that goes on and on and on, and who knows really where it originally came from. I mean, you have to really, really look hard.
Yeah, and in the interim, if you want to know who donated to what, that gets lost. They deliberately obfuscate that so that you don't know who donated to what. And these arrangements are not nearly as common on the right as they are on the left. And I think there's a reason for that. You know, you've got big, powerful businessmen who have shareholders that they report to that want to donate to liberal causes, but aren't necessarily, you know, they want to maintain this veneer of impartiality or bipartisanship, and that, oh no, I'm not partisan in one way or the other. So, you know, I'm donating it to George Soros's Open Society Foundation because I believe in democracy. Who doesn't believe in democracy? You know?
Right. And I mean, let's face reality. Was it the, I forget, it was the founder of a company. I can't remember which one. This happened several years ago when they were trying to pass Proposition 8 in California. And God forbid, the guy just made a $1,000 donation. And
it was Mozilla. It was Firefox, the guy that ran open source browser, right? Firefox,
yep.
Mozilla. He was the CEO, and he made a donation, like you said, a $1,000 donation to protect marriage from Proposition 8. And he was forced to resign because, you know, that didn't fit with the PC narrative.
Right. And I think in some cases that's part of the reason there's so many conservative people who don't want to spend the money because stuff like that happens. God forbid you support conservative activism or something you believe in, people fighting for liberty, because the left will figure out something bad and they will try to destroy you for actually helping push something you believe in. But the left can do it all they want.
I've had those conversations too with donors that, you know, trying to work with PACs or trying to have some sort of influence over legislation here in Oregon. And they say that they will not even come near me. They want to help and they believe in what I'm doing, but they won't even come near the cause because they don't want somebody going through the Secretary of State filings and finding out that they contributed to a conservative cause. It'll destroy their business. And that's in uber liberal Portland that's run by Antifa, with a nominal mayor. it's still very prevalent where conservatives just don't want to get involved because they have a business to survive.
Right. And they don't want to be destroyed. And it's not just their business. It's also their personal lives that they try to destroy.
Absolutely.
Because the left has a fit if anyone's doing what they're doing, which is spending money to push a cause they believe in.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And it's becoming more and more prominent and prevalent. And it's really frightening because these people will hunt you down at your home. And they will terrorize your children because of something that you've done in politics.
Was it several years ago when Obama was in office, the SEIU went to someone's home who's the head of GE or something, I can't remember. Maybe it was he was a banker. And they terrorized, there's like 500 of these purple people beaters terrorizing his 14-year-old son, who was the only one home at the time.
Yeah, yeah, it was a Bank of America or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. No, it's horrible. And we see this even, we saw this in 2012 here in Oregon. I live in this, actual suburb east of, Portland named Gresham. And, we have a school district here that they went on strike and, they bust in all of these NEA members from Chicago and all of these union members that had just gotten off the, protests at the Wisconsin State House over their, right to work rules that Scott Walker put in place. Remember them camping out in the Capitol building in Wisconsin? They bust them all here into this sleepy little, suburb of Portland, Oregon, and they picketed the school board members' houses, to the point where a friend of mine, his wife had to take their two young children and leave the house for a weekend so that, the kids would stop crying.
Oh, my God. That's horrifying.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff is only escalating. That's the problem, is that Antifa, especially with these enablers like these jerks in Portland City Council that agree with them and allow them to run the streets of the city of Portland, they enable these people, and so they just keep taking more and more and more. To the point where there will be violence at some point. There was a case a couple of weeks ago where they attacked this 74-year-old driver who was just trying to drive down the street, and they started pounding on his car. They did $3,000 worth of damage, and so he accelerated and sped off. And the local news media reported it as a motorist runs over a protester in downtown Portland. And so then, because of the biased reporting, the dude ended up getting doxxed, and because they got his license plate number, and so they revealed all of his personal information.
Ugh, unbelievable. You know, we'll be back after the break, and, you know, there's a current news story about Tucker Carlson that I touched on at the top of the, earlier this, on the show. We'll talk about that because you're right, it is getting worse. I'll be back in a minute with Jeff Reynolds.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Bill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check us out at TheRealSide.com. Where we also have a chat room going, and you can watch the show live. I am joined by author Jeff Reynolds. We've been talking about money in politics, the elections, ballot initiatives, and one of the reasons that conservatives don't like to put money into things is because of the way the left bullies and treats them even violently and can ruin their careers, destroy their businesses. Jeff, thank you, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. That's quite an introduction. But
I know, right?
The more you dig into this stuff, the uglier it gets, and it's really it's beyond Alinsky. It's Trotskyist. It's Stalinist. Yep. It's really frightening.
Well, and you know, just tonight I saw a video where these activists who don't like Tucker Carlson went to his house and were protesting outside of this man's house with his 4 children and wife in it, chanting, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night," because they don't like what he says on his show.
Right, and the fact that his wife and four children were there is what's really disturbing about that, right?
Yes.
And we've seen this time and again, as I talked about previously. It's there are no boundaries for these people. They are the brown shirts that are going and trying to start fights in the streets. That they are trying to assert their authority instead of engaging in thoughtful debate. This is how republics fall apart, is when that kind of behavior is normalized.
Exactly. You know, and it's always, and I've seen this since I got involved in politics, the left doesn't want to debate, so they throw out things like, you're a racist, you're a fascist, you're a Nazi, in order to try to shut you up. And it worked for a long time. It works with some people because, you know, you're just this soccer mom who's just expressing your opinion about something, and they call you these horrifying names. You shut down and you keep it to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah.
Well, and the thing is, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's straight out of Saul Alinsky's playbook. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always a fan of Mark Levin's story when he was in Edwin Meese was the attorney general, and Mark Levin was a lawyer in Edwin Meese's office in the White House. And when they all moved into the White House after President Reagan got elected in 1980 and ousted Jimmy Carter, he tells a story that there were boxes and boxes and boxes all over the White House of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals that they were giving away for free in the inner cities. And that's how somebody like Barack Obama became a community organizer. So you can kind of directly draw a line between Jimmy Carter and the rise of Barack Obama. So thanks for that, Jimmy Carter. You are the worst president in history.
Well, except for Obama. But
Jimmy Carter is responsible for Obama. So there's a real debate.
Okay,
there,
I guess, yeah. Yeah, that's true. we can go that way too. It's horrifying, but it's also sad, incredibly sad, because there are some good people out there who want to express their opinion and have a debate. But they can't because this kind of thing happens. You know, you and I can handle it. We've been dealing with it for years. We'll tell you to, you know, we'll give you a finger, you know. You can say what you want about me. I don't care. Last week I wrote about how, I was talking about the policies of Democrats, and they happen to be gay Democrats, and instantly, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot. You're a homophobe, you're a bigot. I didn't mention your sexuality at all. I don't care that you're gay. You're a homophobe and you're a bigot because I'm talking about how bad of a candidate they are or how bad their policies are that they want to push. And they think that's going to shut me up of all people. Of course it didn't. I wrote about it. But then, of course, Xander Gibb, who's on with Joe once a week, he's like, I'm gay. I disagree with you. What does that make me? Disappear to Narnia? but think about it with regular people.
Skin to be in this business. I was a bill collector in a previous life, so I've heard it all. So it just bounces off of me. But you're absolutely right that they are bullies, and bullies get their way by intimidating people into not fighting back. And what's really frightening about this is that this bully culture is becoming normalized and part of our overall American culture, instead of just a fringe behavior that we used to shun and say, hey, stop being a jerk.
Yeah, and even the left used to shun it, a majority of them. Now they encourage it, they push it, and then they have the nerve to say anything about Trump. Anything. While they're out there doing it, and they've been doing it for years.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Donald Trump gives them plenty of fodder to work with, but let's also remember that they would be doing the same thing to any Republican president.
Oh, of course. I totally agree with that. It doesn't matter who is in the office. They were so angry that it's not a Democrat still. They would be doing it to any president. It doesn't matter. If he was a Republican, that's it, done. Because we see this across the country. They do it to every Republican. Every Republican in every state.
I mean, they did it to George H.W. Bush, who's one of the fundamentally most decent people who's ever held that office. He lacked passion to fight as a Republican, but he was the one thing you can say about the guy is that he's one of the nicest dudes who's ever been in that office. And they said the same exact stuff about him.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And they hung him in effigy. And oh, yeah, they did all kinds of nasty things. It's just we find out more about what they're doing now because of social media. You know,
Social media has it's really opened it up. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And it's twofold. It we see more of it, but at the same time, it also encourages more of it. So it's a problem.
You bring up an interesting point. It really builds on itself and grows and snowballs because of social media, where this kind of stuff was easy to suppress and not report on back in the day. Now that's not, it's everywhere.
Right, exactly. And that's a whole other topic that we could get into. But, you would think that considering they did win the House, and they would just, you know, calm down a bit, or at least take a day to calm down. But they just, this happened to Tucker Carlson tonight, actually.
Yeah, well, and you saw it happen to Ted Cruz a couple of weeks ago at the restaurant with his wife. You saw it happen with Mitch McConnell recently with his wife. Yeah, you sit down to a nice dinner at a restaurant, and you're accosted by a mob. And that's why I loved that jobs, not mobs slogan that the conservatives adopted, because it's spot on. The only way to overcome all this stuff is by mocking those people until they're shamed into going away. Because nothing else is going to work, you know. But you can't mock and shame people that have the truth on their side. So they can't turn that around on us. But we can absolutely use it on them, and they have it coming, and they fully deserve it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is, exposing their behavior, because you don't always see that on the news, right? You don't always see that reported by the mainstream media. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they just want to let it slide and go away so no one sees it, because it helps with their agenda.
Listen, Portland city councilors marched with Occupy Portland back in 2012. So these people absolutely agree with, believe in the tactics of, and fully endorse the Antifa wing of the Democrat Party. So, and the same thing is going on with the news media. The news media, for the most part, leans left, and so therefore they have a moral equivalency problem where these young Democrats are freedom fighters, but when Republicans start to raise their voice, they're evil and racist.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jeff, before we end the show, tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter at Charger Jeff. I'm on Facebook at Jeff Reynolds Author. That's my author page. You can find the book Behind the Curtain at Amazon, Simon & Schuster, and Barnes & Noble, all online. So you can pre-order for release date of February 26th, Behind the Curtain.
Excellent. I just wanted to make sure you got that in before we flip to the other side. And we'll have Jeff is going to be back with me on the other side, guys, and we're going to talk about some more current events. We have some interesting, I can't even speak, things to talk about. So we'll be here on the other side with Jeff Reynolds, and we'll be right back. Go to the website, check out the stations and times, take a break, grab something to drink, and you'll be right back. Thank you again, Jeff, for joining me.
Thank you, Kim.